This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1748. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 20th, Argentina, Australia, Bangladesh, Belarus, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Madagascar, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Oman, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Sarawak, South Sudan, Uganda, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Argentina is the only South American country with an external shortwave service, including a couple of hours in English, and we hope it continues for a long time. One of those is for North America. It has been at 0200 UT five nights a week, Tuesday through Saturday, on 11710. Actually, it's closer to 11711, which can be a problem when there's interference on exactly 11710. Until recently, we were lucky not to have any interference during the English hour at 02 to 03, but for some reason they've moved it an hour later. On both November 14th and 19th, I was hearing English during the 0300 hour on 11711 minus, presumably exchanged with French at 0200 under the new timing. The only listed interference source during that hour, by the way, is China Radio International in Russian, due west from Urumqi, East Turkestan. Mike Terry forwards a report from the Australian newspaper of 19 November, funding arrangements for ABC and SBS for the next four fiscal years. These may be just suggestions, it's not exactly clear, but of course there are a number of areas where there are funding reductions in the millions of Aussie dollars. And there was an independent efficiency study which had a number of recommendations, including, discontinue Radio Australia shortwave radio service. Kai Ludwig refers us to a report by ABC News itself, but which does not refer to Radio Australia, headlined ABC funding to be cut by $254 megadollars over 5 years, says Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Stephen Luce in Texas comments, the current overall Radio Australia schedule does not make any sense. Gutting program content while leaving eight or nine transmitters running simultaneously 24/7 would seem to be a misallocation of financial resources. What might make sense is keeping one or two transmitters for certain Pacific islands and adding a DRM signal like New Zealand for local rebroadcasting. If Asia is to remain a target, just have one or two frequencies at peak morning and evening listening hours. Everything else gets dropped with major savings in transmission costs. In the National Flash Sheet, Bob Brossell in Wisconsin reports, the best signal from Bangladesh that I've had in the past several years, namely November 13th at 1328 on 9455 during their Nepali broadcast until 1345. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports terrible audio from the 11730 transmitter of Belarus. It's on the air from 11 to 23 UT. Noted at 11:30, there were spurious signals on both sides of it. Centered at 11704 and 11756, but each of them spreading from 11700 to 709 and 11751 to 760. Kai Ludwig replies, the modulation would not be that bad, just quite low, if it were not obliterated by the loud buzz to which the usual hum has worsened. At times the buzz fades a bit, but only momentarily. Of the two spurs, the one at about 11704 is stronger, and it is FMing like a typical old-style jamming signal. Well, that may be because this was once a transmitter intended for jamming. Via Bob Wilkner, the mysterious monitor in South Florida, going by XM, reports Radio Patria Nueva in Bolivia, 6025. November 14th at 2307, Port of Fair with Music Audible. But then, back on the 5th of November, he reports it the best ever. 2310, to fade at 2340 UT in the clear with no interference. Apparently it was news, talking with correspondents, definitely in Spanish. Has some announcements and promos. Poor to occasionally fair signal, but it kept cutting in and out. Pretty much gone by 2340. Mike Terry forwards a story from the Montreal Gazette of November 16th by Karen Seidman. Thousands marched to protest CBC Radio-Canada. There was an outpouring of support as thousands took to the streets on a wintry Sunday afternoon to protest ongoing budget and job cuts at the Crown Corporation. Waving blue flags decorated with the CBC Radio-Canada logo, thousands of friends marched from Victoria Square to CBC headquarters on René Lévesque Boulevard, calmly but loudly denouncing the cuts, which many believe constitute an assault on the broadcaster. Many spoke of Radio-Canada's role in Quebec as more than a provider of news and entertainment, but as preserving the Francophone culture. Yes, this story, although written in English, is about the French service of CBC. It continues, CBC Radio-Canada President Hubert Lacroix has announced plans to cut 1,500 jobs, almost 20% of the workforce, by 2020. And some at the demonstration were calling for him to resign. He's been accused of aiding and abetting the Conservatives' agenda to slowly demolish CBC. Ron Howard in California reports on Beibu Bay Radio, BBR in China, 5050. Heard November 19th. 1345 to 1426, with a time check at the top of the hour for 10 p.m. in English with the sound of a cuckoo. He says they have a new format. During their Vietnamese programming, they now have many segments in Chinese, consisting all of what sound like ads. And they recently had a number of segments in English, one about the APEC meeting in Beijing and who was attending, and another about the Silk Road. He's had no hint of India on 5050 recently. With more and more shortwave services closing, we're fortunate in North America to be able to hear a couple of Ethiopian stations without any interference. They open at 0300 UT on the 49-meter band a few minutes earlier. 5950 was on with an open carrier at 0251 November 14th. That's Voice of the Tigray Revolution. By 0257, they were running their interval signal, sounds like a flute. And with a stronger signal on 6110 is Radio Fana from Ethiopia. They had a music box interval signal going at 0254. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports two Indonesians on the 90-meter band, presumed anyway, maybe the only ones active currently on the band. 3325 Palangkaraya, November 9th until off at 1348. And on 3344.88 RRI Ternate, November 9th, 11 minutes before and after 1400 UT. Iran and Cuba just can't seem to get their acts together, both on the same frequency, 9710. During the so-called Voice of Justice English broadcast to North America at 0320 to 0420. I was listening November 14th and found that Radio Havana was about equal level. Fortunately, Iran has another frequency, 7325, which is in the clear. We must treasure it since it's one of the handful of remaining shortwave services in English to North America. Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, has disappeared from 7120. But ham intruder watchers in Europe soon noticed a new signal, 10 kilohertz up on 7130, which was at first assumed to be a move by Hargeisa. However, in the intruder alert mailing list. Fawaz Sulabik, president of the Bahrain Amateur Radio Group, said 7130 USB at 1630 UT November 17th was in English and Arabic with political topics against Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. The source most probably Iran. Tariq Zaidan in Cairo listened to the broadcast November 18th at 1435 and says, the program is mainly about Bahrain and what they are suffering in approaching democracy. Some of the programs mentioned Bahrain Today and Bahrain News. The catching part was when the announcer said, dear viewers, when the turmoil started in Bahrain, a Shiite majority nation ruled by a Sunni king, a new TV network called Lualua TV, which means the pearl, was named after the biggest square in Manama, where the demonstrations used to take place. Lualua TV is broadcasting on both Nilesat, 7 degrees west, and Eutelsat, W7, at 7 degrees west. The headquarters of the network is in London, UK. He says checking the content of the programs on 7130, it matches the anti-Bahrain network. They replayed the same programs on November 17th and 18th. You may recall Iran used to broadcast the audio feed of Al-Quds TV network a few years ago. Most probably this is an Iranian-originated station targeting Bahrain. The schedule for this is approximately 1430 to 1830 UT, which of course smacks of Iran, which is on a half-hour time zone. And as for the frequency, Wolfgang Büschel finds it's very unstable, varying upward from 23 to 82 hertz above 7130, whereas Somaliland stayed right on its frequency 7120. In DX India, Joe's Jacob reports that Radio Kashmir, Srinagar 4950, has been rarely on the air, but it's being heard again November 15th around 1330. Strong signal, but low modulation, parallel to medium wave 1116. Then Ron Howard in California tuned for it November 18th at 1351. He says, daily I check here only to hear nothing, but today had a fairly strong open carrier with no audio. And Joe's Jacob follows up on November 20th. Srinagar is noted on 4950 more or less regularly now, between 1315 and 1400 UT. Modulation problems are there. You may recall the station suffered a heavy flood earlier this year. Stephen Cooper found an item on the Facebook page of World Christian Broadcasting. It has finally come. The Accord de Siège was handed over to us November 14th. Accord de Siège is simply the French phrase for the document that allows us to do business in Madagascar. This is the last, repeat, last hurdle before we can put the transmitters on the water headed from Houston to Madagascar. It is awesome to think of the untold millions of people in Africa, Latin America, India, the Middle East, Western China, and Russia who will soon be able to tune in to Madagascar World Voice and hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise God! Well, this project has been delayed for many, many years by the Madagascar government, but finally they appear to be on the way. Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C. says, however, my view is that they have basically missed the boat on shortwave. The heyday might have been 10 or 15 years ago, but now with the rapidly dwindling stations on the air and a corresponding shift away from shortwave, this might be too little, too late. But on the contrary, Ken Zicke says, they may stand out because all the other stations they might have competed with for years in the past are now gone. I have yet another view. In the case of South Asia, there must still be half a dozen major Christian broadcasters pounding the subcontinent with shortwave broadcasts in dozens, scores of minority languages, even if only for 15 minutes a week. The media magazine you monitor with your mind World of Radio, number 1748. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Harrod in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Recommended from New Zealand, 11725, is their Saturday Night Request Show. It starts after the news at 0600 UT. Contrary to their own program schedule, which leads you to believe it doesn't start until 2 hours later. It's actually from Radio New Zealand National. And judging from the content, it's very much skewed toward the older demographic. They may play comedy bits, bits by opera singers, and anything else people request. Quite an enjoyable show, and reception is often quite good. By the way, I saw a remark somewhere that at least one of the New Zealand shortwave transmitters is on its last legs. Latest catches of Station YHWH, the Antichrist pro-Yahweh pirate. Ron Howard in California found them in AM on 6275, November 18th at 0254, while a little over 24 hours later they were on 6280 with a strong signal. Also heard by Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C., as late as 0341. And Harold Froge in Michigan also reports 6280 at 0330, November 19th. I was listening to the English Hour on 15140 from Radio Sultanate of Oman, November 17th. After some rock music, at 1429 there was a commercial for Emirates Air to fly out of Muscat for the 44th National Day, which was also the lead subject of the news at 1430, the activities of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos. This led me to learn a bit more about it. The Times of Oman had quite a story with lots of illustrations of people celebrating the National Day, which must be based on the Gregorian rather than Islamic calendar. Red, white, and green are the celebratory colors. The 44th National Day derives from 1970, when his son overthrew Sultan Said bin Taimur. The son still rules as an absolute monarch. That occurred, however, July 23rd. The national day, being November 17th, apparently comes from Qaboos's birth date, which was November 18th, 1940. Press reports have emerged again about Radio Pakistan installing two new shortwave transmitters. But we'll believe it when we actually hear them. Wolfgang Bischel points out they've been saying this since 2006. Well, one frequency has shown up, exactly 11530. Noel Green in England says he heard it on November 16th. A distorted signal reminiscent of the old 250 kilowatt transmissions, peaking to S9, but with deeper fades. He says, my guess, it is one of the two units of 250 kilowatts, but I would like to hear it on the European beam instead of 282 degrees, which is never strongly heard here. They do have a viable signal once again. I wonder where they got the spares for this transmitter from the 1950s or 60s. Nothing heard on the other listed frequency, 15725. However, on November 17th, nothing was heard on 11530. On the day before, they went off just before 1500. Ron Howard in California reports two Papua New Guinea stations active on November 13th, 3385 NBC East New Britain, until it went off at 1230. And on 3905 NBC New Ireland at 1303 with the PNG bird call and news. At 1403, the usual children singing anthem until off at 1405. More about that new communist pirate in Russia on 7200 from Russ DX. One listener Alexander Golovkin in Toliati got a reply saying it's automatically on the air every day between 12 and 15 UT. He says, my name is Sergei. I'm a member of the Communist Party Rososhansk Department. Our party of all media available only in newspapers and the internet. There's virtually no television and radio access. I decided to put an end to this injustice and create our party station, Comintern, which will broadcast patriotic songs. I built the transmitter probably 6 or 7 years ago, and then he goes on to explain the tubes he is using and the power amplifier and so forth. I tried to turn it on and off automatically, but something would not work. I decided to go another way. Bought an ICOM 731 transceiver. Of course, this is the usual very rough Google translation. He goes on, it all works on schedule without me. Output in carrying 500 to 600 watts at peak modulation comes to 3,000 watts. Anodes crimson. Call sign I unfortunately do not have. Trying to get permission to broadcast from Roskomnadzora. Not see the point. To me, still will not give out. Firstly, because it is still the only radio station of the opposition party in Russia. And secondly, because almost all of the equipment is not certified for broadcasting. And by certified equipment is not real. 7200 kilohertz was chosen on the border amateur band, specifically to not disturb anyone, hams or broadcasters. That was received by editor Anatoly Klepov. In OpenDX, Konstantin Asiev in Kursk, Russia, says on November 15th, they were rattling a communist song on 7200 with very good reception. Radio Free Sarawak has suspended shortwave broadcasts. Ron Howard found this on November 16th in The Malaysian Insider. Their last broadcast was November 15th, according to the article. State authorities have invested millions of ringgit in several devices in order to silence this independent radio service. Announcing suspension of shortwave due to repeated jamming and disruption, Sarawak report said the decision was taken after audiences had been driven to frustration by signal disruptions and electronic interference. No new broadcasts will be made until further notice, although it will retain its web presence. The new form of electronic interference is caused by a network of jamming devices, which appears to have been erected in various localities around Sarawak. These local jammers are extremely expensive to buy and have a limited local range of a few miles, but they are highly effective. It said state authorities appeared to have invested millions of ringgit in several devices in order to silence a single independent radio platform. Radio Free Sarawak specialized in allowing native communities to speak out about their problems, including deforestation, land grabs, and the frenzy of dam building now hitting their regions. The last frequency RFS had been heard on was 15420. Koji Hashimoto in Japan had them there on November 13th at 11:15. A bit more from their Facebook page via Rob Wagner. They said they expect to be back in 2015, and Friday, November 14th, was to be their last shortwave transmission until further notice. Via Fred Waterer's Programming Matters column in the Ontario DX Association, the website of Radio Tamazug, TAMAZUJ, says it's launched an extra frequency for South Sudan. This was dated October 29th, broadcasting daily in colloquial Arabic. The name Tamazuk, by the way, refers to the bordering areas of Sudan between the two countries. The frequencies now are for the morning broadcast at 0400 to 0430 UT, 15550, 11940, and 7315. And the evening broadcast at 15 to 15:30 on 15550, 15400, and 13800. In DSWCI DX window, Manuel Mendez, vacationing in the Canary Islands, says, Radio Uganda, Kampala, reactivated months ago, but it's now inactive again. A pity, but perhaps in 2 or 3 years, no stations will stay on the tropical bands in Africa. That was on 4976. I heard the first broadcast of the new Chelmsford Calling World Service on Global 24 via WRMI 9395, UT Sunday, November 16th, from midnight until 01. You might wonder what that is. It turns out it's actually more or less a media magazine. Lots of stuff about the radio media, but it is a monthly broadcast. Original publicity said it would be on WRMI 9955, Friday, November 14th at 23 to midnight. That's the block which ordinarily carries Media Network Plus, but which is also a monthly program. So check those two times. You may hear repeats, or you may have to wait a few weeks to hear the next one. Global 24 via WRMI now has a complete 24-hour program schedule on their website, global24radio.com. However, it seems they have made a number of substitutions because of difficulties getting all the expected programs available via the Internet. Reception here in the daytime is almost non-existent, but their webcast works well. One of the programs on the schedule we're pleased to see is Explorations with theoretical physicist Dr. Michio Kaku. It's from the Pacifica Program Service. We heard an edition in which he was discussing string theory in multiple dimensions with a guest. It's Thursdays for an hour at 04 UT, Sundays at 08 and 2000. Global 24 is also carrying out a test via Bulgaria for 24 hours, starting at midnight UT Saturday, November 22nd, on 9465. Reports, of course, are very much wanted. HFCC shows several other broadcasters on this frequency, but Ivo Ivanov says only one of them really exists, half an hour from FABC Philippines at 1330. Furthermore, Keith Perrone says Global 24 will be carrying out a one-hour test via Sri Lanka, Sunday, December 7th at 15 UT on 13720. Ivo Ivanov notes that WWCR has time-shifted its use of 15795 an hour later, now from 10 to 13 UT, including Russian. And that means it collides for an additional hour with All India Radio in Chinese and Chinese jamming. That's on the air from 11:45 to 13:15. Paul S. in Connecticut says the best station covering the snowstorm in Buffalo, New York was WBEN 930, while the 1520 station was knocked off the air for a while, allowing Rob Ross in London, Ontario to hear nothing on the frequency but KOKC, which supposedly is directional west but has been operating reduced power, perhaps non-directionally. Vatican Radio blew off its North American audience, but we can still hear the African service in English, if we can understand it, very well at 0300 on 9660 direct, 11625 via Madagascar. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE's peaking at 12 and 4 November 22nd and December 4th. Solar flux peaking at 175 November 22nd, down to 110 by December 2nd. That's World of Radio 1748. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.